Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Father, tonight we glorify, we bless your name, and we adore you. Thank you for your greatness. And thank you for our lives. When we look into our lives, we can see your greatness. And we know you are all about great things. Tonight, even as we are in your presence, we pray you will speak to us, encourage us, and spur us on into great things. Your call be something that we'll cherish all the days of our lives. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your power. Let us not leave tonight's service the same as we came. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated, please. In the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Uncle Kurt. Powerful. Wow. Okay. Are you glad to be here tonight? Do you believe that you'll not leave the same as you came? Is that Melissa? Yeah, it's a real thing. Jermaine, wow. You will not go back the same as you came. You may look the same, but something has changed about you. I said you may look the same, but something has changed about you. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew chapter 22, we are bringing back something very, very delicate and very, very important, and that is the privilege, the most greatest privilege on earth, to be invited by God, the Father Almighty, to do something for Him. Bringing that back into the church. We want to challenge you, want to be the greatest competitor to your heart, to your time, and to your devotion. That there's something that is greater than anything else you can ever do with your life here on earth. And that is to be called by God and to do something for God. Hallelujah. So Matthew chapter 22 and verse 1, we want to read verse 1. The Bible says, Jesus would normally speak in parables. And therefore Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, Lennox, is that you at the back there? The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king. Is it? And everybody should pay attention to what we are saying, you know. Because a lot of misinformation, a lot of tricks, a lot of deception, and a lot of ignorance is what has actually kept or keeps us away from church. And we need to break out of that. Is it because if you look at someone like David Granger, our president, who is a president at 70 years old, it's something that he has actually strived at, something he wanted to be 70 years. Yeah, to run a country which is unrunnable. Yeah. No, you see, 100-day promise, 100-day this. You realize that you can't do some things in 100 days. When you're outside, you think you can do it in 100 days. When you come, you realize that you can't do it in 100 days. But people spent 70 years of their life to come and run a place like Guyana. It's fantastic. Yeah. So, don't let this thing leave you. The best thing to do with your life, Pepe, are you there? Is to serve God. Yeah. You see, one of my pastor friends was telling me something that he has experienced in America. I mean, I didn't know the details like that, but I know that America is not a good place for any human being, no matter what you say. Yeah. And I've said it to my church, I don't want you to go to America except on vacation. Yeah. All the people who have gone there, they can tell you their stories. And I'm not afraid, I'm not shy to say what I'm saying. Yeah. Because I know what I'm saying. And it's very true. My pastor friend was telling me, you see, when he started this church life, full time, straight away. So then there's a lot of pressure to try and earn some money. Because the church you're starting, 5 people, 10 people, 15 people, what offering do they give? So you can't draw a salary from the church. If you try to draw a salary from the church will die. Because you can't pay light bill, you can't pay rent, you can't buy instruments, nothing. So what he did was that he started going to America and then doing ministry in churches. You know, and then when he finished, you know, ministry, then, you know, a little $200, you know, for your time. So that's how, you know, he started his work. He was telling me that he will not advise me to go to America unless God has called me. I laughed. I said, but you know who you talking to. He said that. One of the things he said, but it's not like what Pastor Isan used to do. He said he was in a church. The service, the preacher is from somewhere else. The instrumentalists are from somewhere else. Even the church building is also from for somebody else. But they bring it together to do a show, receive money, and then they share, and everybody goes their way. Yeah. Yeah. He said he was there when this guy, he was in the office. This guy, he was moving on to the next church. He was sitting down. He said, "Where's the pastor? I gotta go. I want my check. I gotta go." Moving on to another church. Yeah. $100 per service. That's 5 services a day, $500. Yeah. Business. I tell you. So he asked me, "So Bishop, does he travel with his books and he sells them?" I said, no. He said, "Really?" Because he said he was at a program, one of these big American pastors, he was coming for the program. He said the day before he brought a 30-foot container full of his books and CDs and videos. He said, when they are showing the program, they don't show you where the videos and the things are. He said, after the meeting, the whole books, everything was finished. 30-foot container. So when someone like Joel Osteen says that the church doesn't pay him, you think that is a very... please. It makes those of us that the church pay, we look like we are lazy people. But they have ways they collect money. Their podcast, you pay to download their podcast. When ours is free, you pay their podcast. If you don't want it. Yeah, you buy their books. You don't forward it by email to somebody else. So, those of you who are alive in this season, God is telling you something. Jonathan, if you never hear anybody else again preaching, you cannot give your life for anything else. Do not let anybody give you any model in this life than what we are trying to give you. All the uncles you see, all the whatever you see, there's only one thing you should keep your heart and your eyes on. And that is the privilege that God offering you to come and work for him, even at this age. Yeah. Now, if this guy doesn't turn a pastor, there's something wrong. And anybody who would distract this guy, they will die before their time. Ash. Anybody who will come and prevent him from saying yes to such a great honor. we give you to the wolves and to the lions. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven, thank you, son, is the kingdom of heaven. It's like unto a certain king. So you see, he's trying to help us understand how the kingdom of God is like, how the God operates. That's what he's trying to tell us. So the kingdom of heaven is like, and that's all it is. So if you want to know how God operates and how the kingdom of God operates, you have to look at some of these parables. It's like unto a certain king. We have a king. Do we have a king? He's the king of all kings. We have a king. So a certain king which made a marriage for his son. Now, the revelation in this, you can pick it up. We can pick it up. I think it's easy to me. I don't know about you. But when you say the king made a marriage for his son, you're talking about the king that we have also has a son. He does. And when you talk about marriage, you're not just talking about somebody going to take a woman. You're talking about a time of glorification in the son's life. And that is the time when he died and he rose again. Are you there? So the marriage that the Bible is talking about, the kingdom of God is like somebody who married. There's no marriage in heaven. So if you keep your mind on the marriage, you miss it. But marriage is a celebration when somebody is entering into a new phase of their life. And Jesus entered into a new phase of his life when he died and he rose again. Do you get it? Aha. So when he died and he rose again, then it was time to celebrate the resurrection, isn't it? That now he's a glorified king. Then the Bible says that God invited people to be part of that phase of his son's life. So he goes on. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. Sweetie, stay with me. Please don't go. Don't go. I'm begging you to stay. For if you leave, once in my lifetime. Okay. It's a song. So he sent forth his servants to call them that were invited to the wedding, and they would not come. So God is saying that there has been invitations upon invitations where people refuse. Invitation to give your life to your heart to Christ, they refuse. Invitation to come and work for him, they refuse. So he goes on to verse 4. He says what? Again, he sent forth other servants. So he uses the African pastor to do it. You don't get it. He used the Guyanese pastor. You don't get it. He used the American pastor on TV. You don't get it. And for some of you, it's because you didn't get it. That's why he sent us here. So that at least with us, you will get it. I said, at least with us, you will get it. He said, go and tell them which I invited. Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. All things are ready. You don't have to cook. You don't have to go to border market. You don't have to go and shop for greens. He said, all things are ready. What more do you want? Jesus says, God says, I know the plans that I have for you, but you're also making plans for yourself. Where's Prince? He's making plans for himself. Then you should watch your son. When you see him catching fits, don't worry. Just ask for forgiveness of sins for him, right? He said, Father, please, I pray for Prince. Forgive him of his sins. That's all you got to do. All he needs is forgiveness. Prince, you're not smiling. You don't like the subject when I bring it up. Okay, Prince, so what's happening? I think VC went to see AG today. He's smiling now. VC went to see AG today. They're talking about law. I mean, giving law students an opportunity here rather than going to, is it Hugh, whatever, in Trinidad. Wow. Praise, what do you think about that? Praise Bex with me. Okay, I'll go get you tonight when everybody gone. I'll go get you. He said, come on to the marriage. Verse 5. But they made light. Light of it. Color. You're making light of it. Light. She is. You're making light of the privilege to work for God. The privilege to be part of his kingdom and be part of the victory that his son is celebrating. The Bible says when Jesus ascended from where, he gave gifts unto men. It's like during the victory parade, he just organized people. The Bible says he led captivity captive. Go to Ephesians chapter 4. He led captivity captive. So it's like Jesus rose up from the dead and he led a certain march with so many people following him. Yeah, Ephesians chapter 4. Verse what? Verse 8? 8? 8. Verse 8, yeah. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. You see, here, this is where you see the invitation and those who responded to the invitation. It cannot be. And then when we read Matthew 22, as we've been reading it, you will understand and you'll see it. That the irrespective of your answer, God will never lack people. Should I say it again? Irrespective of the dragging of your two human clayish feet, God will never lack people who will stand for him anywhere. Yeah, it is a privilege for you and for me to be part of what he is doing. It's just a privilege. He will never lack people. If you make him vex, he will choose animals. He will. He will choose animals. He has chosen animals. He's used animals before. I mean, if Jesus told the Pharisees, I will make these stones rise up and speak. That's many of us should really be careful. The little things, the seemingly little insignificant things you are given to do here in the church, your attitude towards it. You should be very, very careful. Because that speaks of what is in your heart. Your attitude towards it. No matter how little it is. How else will God know your response to him but by your attitude towards things in the church? Yeah. You see Bishop's books? We have a whole room filled with Bishop's books. And sometimes when you look on the internet, you see pastors who are going, they have vehicles painted with Bishop's face. They have the books. They say it's a mandate. Wherever people are, Bishop Doug's books must go there. When we are sitting down here, the books are breathing in a room. I'm just, you don't even see the books. Now, we are waking up to the books now. I said, the books, they must go. We've started a campaign. Every pastor, we want to meet every pastor in Guyana. Abigail, that's not all. We want to meet every pastor in Guyana must get a book by a bishop. That's our man. That's what we want to do. And we have started it. Everywhere, from the north to the south, the east to the west. Because it's a privilege to have a bishop who has written books. Some people don't have books. Yeah. Some people, they look for, you know, Revelation. They go and sit down and say, I'm waiting for Revelation. Waiting for Revelation? So there must be people at the feast because he led captivity captive and he gave gifts unto men. So that wedding ceremony, that party that the king has thrown for his son, people must be there. Because it cannot be that when he ascended up on high,
then he just went alone. There's no victory parade that you don't have people.
Even the APNU AFC coalition, even in New York, Sister Wendy was there. You can ask her. She was wearing her green jersey, APNU. She was celebrating. You can ask her, she'll tell you.
Sweetie, take me back to the place where I first believed. Yeah.
Ah. Oh, she's smart, isn't it?
They made light of it. They made light of the invitation. Your small cockroach voice, we say, come and stand here. Let's hear your frog voice. Yeah. Who will ask you to join any choir in any church around here? Of the invitation to do something for God. Yeah. Yeah. Sweetie, what's your name? Shiana. Wow. How old are you? You are 13. Nice. Are you here for the first time? Who invited you here? Sister? Sister Nichelle Sampson, wow. Nice. Gonna work for God? You take it light. I'm sure you can dance. You can do that, isn't it? Joanne can show you that. The one I show you, you can't do it, but the one join with you, you can do it. My moves are very difficult. Difficult moves. Pastor Kito, difficult moves. Yay! Yeah. They made light of it. And I'm saying to some guys that have started, you know, meeting, that many of you, in one way or the other, have sensed, felt, or experienced something unusual, which can only point you to God trying to draw your attention. Apart from that, I don't know why you experience the things you are experiencing. Yeah. Because it's not common. Otherwise, everybody will experience the same thing. Yeah. One gentleman was saying that, you're sharing with us. He said he went to his house, and on the curtain there was a writing. It was a dream, right? It was a dream. It was on the curtain, there was some writing. And he said he heard a voice. I hope I'm saying it correctly. He said he heard a voice to read it, and not to be distracted. So he said as he was trying to read, then a dark shadow distracted him. He said that was the end of the thing. Yeah. Now, you think, when was the last time you saw writing on a blind, on a curtain? Never, never. You want to tell me that this guy, what, he's an alien? He's an UFO? There's something that God has about him. The last time I heard anybody talk about writing was in the days of Belshazzar, the guy who brought his girlfriends to drink from God's cup. There's a mini tickle of passing. That time the guy was shaking. That's the only time he brought his girlfriends to drink from God's cup. God said, "You, I pass me my cup. You and your girlfriends drinking from my cup." It said, "Mini tickle of passing." It said, your kingdom has been weighed. It has realized that it doesn't qualify. Today is the end of your kingdom. For you and your girlfriend drinking from my cup. That even your father Nebuchadnezzar didn't do. It said, behold, the Medes, the Persians, they are coming. Right after interpretation, war, horses, they entered Babylon. That was the end of the Babylonian kingdom. Yeah. And then in 2015, you are seeing writings on a blind. You're taking a light. You're making light of it. You are going your own way. You wake up in the morning, you go to Basman Chinese shop to sell for Chinese man. You wake up in the morning, you go and be on Banstruck. You go and go and sell water. You go. You went your way. You're taking that thing lightly. Yeah. My brother Prince, he said it. He doesn't like to hear it, Denise. He doesn't like to hear it. But I will say that until he. When did we start talking about Bible school here? He said, and God wants him to know that what we are saying, he approves of what we are saying. So one day we had a service here, and he was all over the place. So after that, I asked him to share his experience with us. He said, no. He will talk to me privately. I said, right, because you're a prince, I'll give you a preferential treatment. So he came to me and he spoke to me privately. It wasn't a nice thing. He said, God showed him of himself if he doesn't go to Bible school. And he said, it wasn't nice. But he's doing international relations now. It's a 4-year degree program. I'm sure when he finishes, he'll do masters and do doctorate. Because he will take it light and he'll go his way. Yeah. Last Tuesday, a week today, we had the service. I don't know how many angels walked into this church here. But the service went away that I was talking to one of the people that I saw God, you know, God touched. And so I asked the person, what happened? What was God saying? He said, not nice. I said, what do you mean by not nice? He said, God said that if she takes his sacrifice for granted, then he will also take her for granted. I said, so what are you doing about it? Made light of it. And went their way to cook and sell. One to his farm, another to his business. Hey, Charlene. Verse 6. And the remnant, it's not romantic, you know. And the remnant took his servants and treated them spitefully. I remember that a few years ago. Some guy came out here and said he would take me back to Africa. Oh, I would have been glad. Free ticket? Raphael? Free ticket to Africa. Ah, when I enjoy myself, then I come back. I would tell you to buy a return ticket rather, not a one way. Yeah, ISI is coming. I'm glad if you send me to Africa. He said he'll send me, he'll take me to Channel 9. No, you should take me to Channel 11. That's the one that goes all over. Nice, just for black people in Georgetown. He said, you take me back to Africa. Spitefully. What's the man talking about? Why doesn't he shut his mouth? Who told him that I want to do anything for God? Spiteful treatment. And some of them, they even kill them. Verse 7. But when the king heard thereof, he was very angry, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Anybody who will kill the servants of God will never also do well. You will also be destroyed. He'll respond likewise. 8. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidding were not worthy. So, go ahead, verse 9. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, ask them to come to the marriage. Invite them to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found. As many. You see, even though... if this king is having a party like that, I'm sure you agree with me that he will not invite only 20 people. He will invite hundreds or thousands of people. And if all of them refused to come, the Bible says that he found together, he gathered together all as many as they found. So even though a whole crowd refused to come, he still managed to get many people. He said both good and bad. And I explained that to you. In the church, you have good and bad. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Maybe they should have added the ugly also. And the wedding was furnished with guests. Verse 11. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. This guy, I don't know what happened to him. This has become a free wedding. Why do you come there without the right things? The man was vexed, you know. And then he said something to the guy. He said, hey, he said to him, friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment? And the guy was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, a few are chosen. Five facts about the call of God. That's what we're looking at, isn't it? Number one, many are called. Number two, the call is a call to fruitfulness. So if you are called, it means that you are called to do something fruitful. Melissa, Edinburgh. I've not forgotten your name, you know. It's good we met here rather than heaven, because I'm sure you'll be telling God that, please talk to him. He was my pastor. And I said, me know you. It's good we've met. To all the sins are forgiven now. What do you think? Or you give offering on top of that, isn't it? Nice offering. Melissa. Okay. Number three. That's what we're looking at tonight. We're closing. Some people are called in a spectacular way. Some people are called in a spectacular way. I'm just telling you, that's some of the things you want to expect, right? That if it's not spectacular, I mean, it's a little difficult to understand and to take it that God is calling you. Now, one of the things you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, about the call of God is that when God calls you, he calls in different ways. But for some people, the call is very spectacular. Like this writing on the blind. Like this thing that God tells the person. He said, this person I'm talking about was someone who used to preach, you know. This person used to preach in our church. He used to have a church in the home and all of that. And the person is nowhere close to that thing. Yeah, the person is gone their way into their farm and do their merchandise. So I wasn't surprised when the Lord said, you think I died for you to be doing business? I died for you. And this is not somebody who is even calling into full time, you know. This is just to preach. And God said it. He didn't even say that. He said, if you take my sacrifice for granted, I will also take you for granted. And by that, he was saying something which he doesn't have to explain, because you know where you used to be. So he doesn't have to say it. You think God, he remembers like you also remember. He doesn't repeat himself. When he repeats himself, then the case has gone very bad. Yeah. Spectacular callings. When I was asked to come to Guyana, I didn't get any dream. I didn't get any vision. Raphael, did you get a vision? Oh, Mary told you. Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a vision.
Huh? No.
The only spectacular sign Mary had was that her stomach was big when she was coming. Baby Jesus was coming. Acts chapter 9. Let's look at one example of how somebody was called in a spectacular way. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings.
and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around him, ran about him a light from heaven. There's no GPL. It's a light from heaven. Everybody in this church has been called. I said, everybody in this church has been called. So you will realize that for some of you, it may be very clear that when you leave church, you get into some problems. And for some of you, it's not even leaving church as such, but if you stop preaching, because this little privilege we've given to you to just meet in somebody's house, seven people to preach, you see it as little, but it's not little. It is an act in response, in respect to the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. It's an act to show respect. And so even one or two is not little. That's why he said, where two or three are gathered in my name. So, some of you realize that when you stop preaching in the church, like the privileges that God has given to us here in the church, you will go through some problems. Yeah. And even some of you, you don't even have to stop preaching. Your church will have to not work that well for you to get the links that you get. I'll say it again. Your church has to not work. What I'm saying is that you have a church, but it's not growing. You are not adding up. The people are not growing. They're not becoming anything. That you can also get some licks around that same kind of thing. This guy got a light. You saw a light from heaven. I don't know how it looks. A light all the way from heaven on this particular guy. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Why are you persecuting me? Very strange question. All the people he's persecuting, nobody has asked him this question before. In fact, he succeeds when he was there when they stoned Stephen. So Stephen didn't say, oh, Paul. No, no, no. He was holding the people's coats as they were throwing the stones at Stephen. So he never experienced this question before. Why? I mean, a light shines from heaven. Then you hear a voice. The light that comes from heaven makes him fall. And then he hears a voice. Why are you persecuting me? It's a very strange question. I mean, if I'm persecuting you, why don't you stand? Why don't you stand? Let's talk. Come. If you have power, come stand with me. I'll kill you right now. So why persecutest thou me? And he said, who are you? He added, Lord. Because this light, this falling down, this voice, it got to be somebody who is Lord. Without being told. And then, you see, if this was a good Bible, it would have been in quotes, isn't it? I am Jesus. Because that's that point, somebody else is speaking. I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Jesus? I don't know no Jesus. I have not killed any Jesus. I can give you the names of those who I have killed. I have a file of all of them. Yeah, but Jesus? No Jesus. And Jesus tells him, it is hard for you to kick against the pricks because they will prick you. Verse 6. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Two very interesting things I just want to state quickly before we close. Remember that Paul is persecuting and killing Christians. Yet, when he experienced Jesus, Jesus said he's the one that he's persecuting. Be careful of the servants of God. Yeah. And that's a privilege I'm talking about. That if you touch me, it's Jesus you are touching. And it is so because I am doing what he has called me to do. If you don't do what he has called you to do, when people touch you, they are touching you. You are not touching no Jesus. In fact, they will mash you like mashed potato. Mash you down like mash ramani. They will mash you. They will enjoy mashing you because there is no pricks. There is no. It's not hard to kick or kick against the pricks because when they attack you, it's just you. There's soft. Nothing around you. There's no aura. There's no power. There are no angels. There's no guarding. There's no protection. You are just bare. And then all you say is that, okay. One day, in a sweet by and by, God will avenge my enemies. Yeah. Enemies? Your enemies are not God's enemies. Because you are not doing what God wants you to do. Yeah. No, some of the problems you go through is because God is not there. If God is there, they will not penetrate like that. Yeah. They will not penetrate like that. Because this guy who was called Saul, who thought he was cool, had to come to his senses in the hard way. Yeah. That not knowing that this thing I have been doing, the people I have been troubling somebody who I could not see, somebody who is so greater, somebody who can make me mellow, make me fall down on my face without himself even telling me to do that. Yeah. And that is what happens. That's what is a great privilege to do anything for God. As Bishop came here, it's too fantastic. The ideas he has brought, the fire he has ignited, the things that he has, that were asleep, that he has, I'm waking up. Elizabeth and Miranda were telling me, they said, since they went back, they don't have chairs for the church. Yeah. He says, you see, the people they have in Suriname, they are tight. I'm tight. He said, people are bringing offering in envelopes, Thanksgiving offering. He said, it never happened in their church. He said, did you? You see, it tells you that somebody came, a human being came into our country, but he wasn't alone. If only you had eyes to see, you would have seen that as he came, there was an invisible company. And everything he said, because he stands for that God that we know and we serve, the invisible words that were spoken, the words that were spoken, the invisible powers are making the words happen. It makes the words come to pass. The Bible said it. It said, Lord, I will be with you until the end. The apostles, whatever they preached, the Bible says that and God confirmed their words with signs and wonders. It tells you that there's a certain backing. I tell you, we would not be here if we didn't have a certain backing. I tell you, there are some pricks around us that is difficult to kick. Some people are called in a very spectacular way. And it's nice to experience these spectacular things, but I mean, in another chapter we'll learn it. It's not everybody who goes through that. But it's a fact about the call of God that sometimes you go through these spectacular things, and it's nice. You remember this guy, Samson, in Judges chapter 13? You know when he was going to be born?
an angel came and spoke to his mother. Do you remember? When the father came and the mother told him, he said, I don't believe. I wanted to see the angel too. Angel said, no problem. He showed himself to Manoah also. You, when you were born, did your mother tell you angel came to tell you anything? Siobhan, did your mother say that? Oh, Siobhan, my girl. When I was pregnant with you, the angel came. Nice, red, good-looking angel. Pastor Keith, did an angel come when your mother... there's something spectacular about the people. That some people have that. Yeah. You, even your pregnancy, you are shy. You are afraid about it. You are shy about it. You are ashamed about it. There's no angel. I said, there's no angel. I have to smile, huh? Yeah. It's a privilege. As somebody, and that's some things that sometimes we don't even hear. As somebody will be doing something to you, and they'll be suffering from something. But they are not able to tell you. Some of them cannot even link the suffering to what they are doing to you. That's why if God is on your side, you don't even have to worry yourself and curse people. Just flow. Because as you are going along, I said, as you are going along, his support, his backing, his assistance, invisibly, supernaturally, is fully all around you. Accept this privilege. Let me tell you. Let me close with this. Prince, they are saying that this Crom Ewing lead they have. Oh, Prince, you're not looking at me. This Crom Ewing, they have a lead. They've arrested a suspect. The crime chief, is it Blanholm or whatever his name, the new guy? Not Leslie James, like Blanholm. He's saying that it was just pure luck. Pure luck. It's just luck. Lucky, like jackpot. That they got into contact with this guy. Don't die lucky. Don't die. You see, it means that somebody can kill you, they will never find the person who killed you. Yeah. So you just come around and just flow away like any other animal. Just like you kill a chicken and he enters into your house and on your stew and on your plate, you also just come and go just like that. But I tell you, if you respond to the call of God, even if you go, you will not just go like that. I said, even if you have to go, you can't go like that. Yeah. I'm sure people have tried to take me down. I'm sure. I don't have to hear to know it. And these kind of soldiers, you can't take them down. I said, these kind of soldiers, you can't take them down. Yeah. Because it's too much. Yeah. It makes me remember when the former deputy mayor, in blessed memory, when he was alive, Robert Williams, on his 55th birthday, we had a service in honor of him right out there. And then after the service, he was giving a speech. And he said that when the lighthouse came here, he thought it was a joke. Yeah. Now, see whether it's a joke. It's no joke at all. But he's gone with the joke. Because it's not a joke at all. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing greater than to say, yes, Lord, I'm here. Use me. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes with me, will you? Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you just thank God tonight? Thank God. Thank God that you are hearing what you are hearing. Some people are somewhere, they are not hearing that they have been chosen, they have been called. And you are hearing it. You are hearing it Sunday. You are hearing it Tuesday. You are hearing it Thursday. Are you not thankful?
Are you not grateful? That you were not just born into this world to just come and just go. You were born into a purpose. You were born into a destiny. That your life is connected to the grace and the mercies of God. That God has something great in store for you. He's stretching forth his hand. And he said, come. Come and be part of this glory. My son's wedding is here. Come and be part of the celebration. You didn't pay for anything. You just have to come. Come just as you are. And you'll surely not leave the same. At the end of your life, you will recognize the greatness of God Almighty. Thank the Lord tonight. Thank the Lord tonight. Wherever you are, at the back, on the left, on the right, thank God for hearing this. Some people are not hearing this. Some people don't even like the book. Some people don't even read the book. They have it. But you are hearing it live. What a privilege. What a privilege. Blessed be your name, O God. Keboros keberende maskata ya baba. Randere me kabaskata barabandere bebebe. Randere me kabraskata ya baba. Mandima kabra me kebre me kebre maskoto borondos. Rie kebeskata ya ndiri mi kabranda baba. Lebro maskoto boromo kebre makabaya babanda. Don't wait too long to discover at the end of your life that you wasted your years. God is speaking to somebody here tonight. God is saying that don't wait. Do not wait. Don't waste time. And get to the end of your life and say, wasted years. Oh, how foolish. Keborosh keberende maskataya baba. Blessed be your name, O God. Freely you gave it all for us. Surrendered your life upon the cross. Great is your love poured out for all. This is our God. Lifted on high from death to life, forever our God is glorified. Servant and King, rescue the world, this is our God.
You want to sing it one more time? He gave it. Freely,
freely you gave it all for us.
Oh.
Render your life upon the cross.
We cannot let this sacrifice be wasted.
Great is your love poured out for all. This is our God.
He was lifted.
Lifted on high from death to life, forever our God is glorified. Servant and King, rescue the world. This is our God.
Father, tonight we want to just say thank you. Thank you for the message and thank you for the word you've spoken to us tonight. Thank you for the privilege that we are alive to hear these sounding words. These sounding words of a call to greatness, a call to a blessedness, a call to a great place where we could never work it out for ourselves on our own. I pray, Lord, this soil will be that soil that brings forth 100%, Lord. Let not even a single person miss this mark, miss this call, miss this privilege. Let this land that the seed has fallen onto be the land that brought forth 100% fruit.
And I know and I believe that only time will tell of the great things that you are doing in our lives. Thank you for everyone who is here. And thank you for those who are obediently heeding to the call. Those who are humbly and gratefully heeding to the call to become ambassadors of Christ, to become ministers of reconciliation. Thank you for the backing and the support you have released even upon them, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for talking to us as your people. In Jesus' name. You are here tonight. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I'm not born again. I'm not saved. If I die right now, I'm not sure where I would go. Please pray with me. I want to say the sinner's prayer. And I want to make sure that when I die, I go to heaven. If you are here like that, wherever you are, your right hand up high, and I'll pray with you. Wherever you are, you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I'm not saved. I want to go to heaven when I die. Just your right hand up high, and I'll pray with you. Just your right hand up high. Every eye closed as we pray. Every eye closed. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I've not said that sinner's prayer. I've not prayed that prayer before. Ever, never, ever. I've not done that before. I want to do that tonight. If you're here like that, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to pray with you. If you're here like that, just your right hand up high. God bless you. Every eye closed, please. I want every eye closed. The children should not be doing anything. Joshua and Isaiah, find somewhere. I don't want any disturbances. Ashes, please. If you lift up your hand, I want to ask you to come to me. I want to pray with you. Come to the front. Come. 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 Wow. You know something? Is it even if you are called by God and you are ordained by God and you are sick, it doesn't break you down. It doesn't. I just, you know, as well, it will provide your healing. And I just said, there are people, men of God, who were sick, but they prayed for people to be healed. Yes. That if somebody who is not called was sick with that illness, will never be able to stand and preach anywhere. There's so much support surrounding people who accept the call of God. Amen. Close your eyes with me and pray this prayer with me. Hallelujah. Say with me, church, joining us, we pray together. Everybody, let's pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Wash me with the blood of Jesus.
I believe with my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ died for me.
I believe God raised him from the dead.
I believe Jesus is alive right now.
I open my heart
and I invite Jesus Christ to come and live in my heart, to be my master and my savior. I believe that by this simple prayer, my life has changed forever. I am born again and my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wow.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.